Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 9, we were talking about the humbleness of Daniel, even as he prayed. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Daniel uses the first person pronouns, I, we, our, 41 times in this prayer. Then did you hear that? 41 times. Now, we contrast to Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 4, whose first person pronouns are bragging. But here in chapter 9 with Daniel, it denotes humility, confession, and a seeking of the mercy of God. Now, personally, I wonder if there's another reason as to why Daniel prayed. You see, in chapters 2 and 7, there's a gap of time before the return to Jerusalem and the millennial reign. Now, Daniel knows the 7 years are about up, but the spiritual level of the Israelites is not right. The children of Israel wandered 40 years in the desert in the books of Exodus through Deuteronomy. Why? Because they weren't spiritually ready to enter the land of promise. Although the land was ready, they were not. Well, the land now has had 70 years of rest. But how long before the people of God are spiritually ready to go back? I'm reminded of a patient that has surgery scheduled. The surgeon is ready. The operating room is ready. The surgery will correct a problem and help the patient feel better than they felt in years. But on the day of the surgery, as the patient lays in the hospital, he has a temperature. Maybe he has a virus. And although all things are ready for surgery, he can't have it, because there's another problem with him. And many times it's so with a Christian. It isn't that a door is closed. Rather, the promises of God or blessings of God are there, and what he would do for you is there. The problem is not a closed door. Rather, it's we are not ready. We're simply just not ready and able to go through that door at this time. Now, notice how some interesting words pop up here in verses 3 and 4. First of all, there's the word prayer in verse 3. It means to make intercession for someone. Then there's the word supplications. This is earnest prayer. Prayer of the heart. It's in the plural with the idea of continual prayer of the heart. It carries with it the idea of to entreat God for mercy. So he is making intercession and he's entreating God for mercy. And he's doing this with the continual prayer, showing that he's praying in the Spirit. This has his spirit troubled and he's just speaking to God over and over about it. And we consider also the word fasting. Now, think about this. He's a man who's in the palace with the best menu of the day, but he passes that up. He's wearing sackcloth when he could be clothed in the finest Babylonian garment. Sitting in ashes, a prince sitting in ashes. Remember, there were 120 princes and 3 presidents over them. And Daniel was one of the three presidents, and he was chief over the others. So those three words of prayer, supplications, fastings, and even the word sackcloth, the word ashes, wow. Those words tell us this is a humble man with a serious attitude concerning the Word of God. Not just an attitude that is serious to say, oh yeah, I respect that. No, this is an attitude that, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I'll do it. And so verse 4 shows he prayed unto the Lord my God. That is Yahweh my God. Let me read that verse again. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep his commandments. Wow. He is now getting down to brass tacks. He says he makes his confession. Now, Daniel knew that confession of sin is the first requisite to a successful prayer life. It's a requisite to a successful prayer life and the subsequent blessing of God. Oh, there was Daniel chapter 1:8, where it says that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, by the way, Daniel was not a Nazarite or a priest, yet he considered it defiling himself to drink alcoholic wine with his meals. So I just thought that that might be something that you would want to think on. Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion or fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Now, Daniel seems to us like a good and separated man. And yet he says here, clearly says here, my confession. And he says, oh, Lord, and that word, oh, is equivalent to a strong pleading. It's like, please, the great and dreadful God. You know, the word dreadful there means to, is not a word that's negative in the idea that you and I think of dreadful today. Actually, it's a very positive feeling of awe and reverence for God. Often associated with this term is the physical reaction of fear and trembling, perhaps as a young person. You got called to the principal's office, or you got called to see somebody that is an adult and has a position, and boy, you were nervous. You weren't necessarily in trouble, but boy, you were just nervous because of their position. I can remember when I first come to the ministry of Central Baptist Church, I helped out in the school for about 6 months as a principal. And that was probably the worst choice that school ever made. But nonetheless, I can remember having parents come in for a conference, seeing grown men as they discussed a problem about their child and think that the teacher was wrong, as I would sit there just shake, and you could hear the shaking in their voice, although these were grown and mature men. And you know, that's the idea here, with the idea of Daniel saying, thou great and dreadful God. God is so holy, we are awed by his purity, his holiness, and his majesty. And so much so we fear and tremble, realizing that we are but dust, and that we are breathing by the grace of God, and it's only by his grace that we draw our next breath. But the crux of the matter is that this awe of God is real, prevalent. And it begins with and dwells in Daniel's heart. Now, by the way, that is the kind of awe of God that we should have, dwelling. Dwelling. You know what the word dwell means? It means to live in. That kind of a fear should be living in our heart for our God. And then he goes on to say, keeping the covenant. It speaks of his immutability. That is, he does not change. Now, take this phrase and the word dreadful. We realize worship service is not to be appealing to man in music or preaching. It's not to entertain man. Rather, in a worship service of the church, it is to be holy and acceptable unto God. Worship should never, never, never be changed to suit the flesh of man. Because when we do that, it is only a religion from that point forward. So he has this dread, but he also adds here of mercy, keeping covenant and mercy. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, we read an interesting thing about the mercy of God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. My friend, if you're listening to this broadcast, you're breathing here alive. You're only breathing and alive because God is so full of mercy. And especially, he adds here, to them that love him. Boy, I'm glad to see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. It reminds me of 2 Timothy 4:8, where it says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. In James 1:12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So again, we see that prayer is not a ritual. It's not a book of memorized, repeated sayings. Prayer is an expression of the heart towards God. And it's a heart that has sought God in the Word, so that that heart might approach him in a way that is holy and acceptable unto God. And they want to do that because of their loving fear of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.